VWA Mobile.
Without a keeper, W2T Mobile.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I just got back from Nashville, Tennessee, over there teaching them how to sing. Sing.
Make sure you said that with the proper vowel tone and all. And they let you out of the state over there after you went over there and did that? Boy, you're lucky. They usually shoot people who do that.
No, they wanted to keep me around for the Grand Ole Opry show, but I just told them, I said, no, I done trained your folks. Now let's let them get out there and have the fun.
And I'm over here because I didn't bring a shovel with me.
No, I'm back now. Yes, sir, I'm down in Greer. I'm headed back home. So what's been up there, big boy?
I'm back up in the air where it belonged on Saturday. Didn't get the other one put up yet because I couldn't find the 200-feet of cord I was supposed to have. But it'll turn up one of these days.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get my inverted V up to the pulley on my tower and not have the feed line hanging down. I want to relieve it and not have any stress of the feed line pulling on the balance
side of the tower. And what he did was he just took and got his coax up there and then brought it back down the side, down the tower, and then hooked it onto those fiberglass poles out there. And, you know, and it didn't touch the tower, and it didn't have any, it wasn't, the weight wasn't hanging on the balance.
When you attach it to the tower that way, what's the point in having a pulley where you can let it down?
Decide whether you want ease of access or what.
Well, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way.
There's a will, there's a way, so you'll probably figure it out, or somebody will, you'll talk to somebody who will have an idea. I'm sure you'll find somebody. But, you know, it just depends upon how you want to do it. Because you can always put your put a pulley up there to hold your coax, too, if you think about it.
Ding, 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 ding. I'll run the pole up, or rather, run the ballon up and put a loop on the cable and let the weight of the cable support itself and attach that to the top of the ballon. Bingo, baby.
What you want to do with it, I mean, you know, sometimes you got to think about it and everything. So, anyway, I had physical therapy session today, and then I went and had some Chinese for lunch, and now I'm back to the house, and let's see, in about 2.5 hours, at about 5:30, I get to leave here again and head for, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, in about 2 hours, I head out of here again and head for a handbell rehearsal.
Cool kind of guy.
Hey, you know, keeps me out of trouble off the streets.
I failed to tell you that my nephew goes to Kennesaw State University down in Georgia, and he is the tenor in the KSU quartet.
That's good. And well, I have arrived back at the house, and I can hear my dog in there barking at me occasionally because she knows I'm sitting out here and not in the house. So I'm going to go on back inside, and I'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, W2T.
WU2T, KN4VWA, clear and monitoring.
For DVA, W1RAR.
KN4VWA, who are you calling?
Got a letter.
It's KN4G, Victor, Whiskey Alpha.
4VWA, how's that?
Hey, let's get that right, Richard. I tell you what, man, what's going on, big boy?
Well, I was going to tell you, I just put up my dipole, which is a inverted L, and what I did is I did tie straps from the three loops in the coax to the top of the ballon to take the pressure off the coax, because it does come straight down.
Yep. Okay, so are you using a pulley to let your inverted L down?
The thing's working so good right now. I'm thinking about taking the vertical down. Jimmy had me run it north to south, so it's broadcasting east to west, and it is working fantastic.
How close in are you able to get?
Well, I did the South Carolina net without any problems.
Okay, so you can talk to guys in South Carolina with that.
South Carolina, Virginia, North Carolina, and all the way down to Central Texas, and to California yesterday.
Wow, are you running that amp?
Or go to the bathroom in the woods?
You the man.
That brand new tuner makes such a difference.
Well, now, did you ever get in touch with him?
Not yet. It works at twice the speed, three times the speed of the other one.
Okay, well, then there's something definitely wrong there then, isn't there?
Again, some frequencies, tunes right up. Other ones, you got to try it like three times. But with the new tuner, it goes right through. And the meter is off, because what the tuner shows for your power, the meter shows a third of that.
Oh, yeah. You got to go back to him for that. Man.
But, you know, that's what I did when I put that, my dipole up, you know, the L. And, like I said, I put two wraps in it for SWRs and used the tie straps, and it doesn't have any pressure on it.
Trying to figure out how to get the weight off of the ballon and still be able to use the pulley to raise the antenna up and down.
Attached to the pulley?
Yeah, yep. All I got to do is attach it to the end of the rope and pull the whole rig right straight up.
I got a question. Are you putting the pulley off of the tower a little bit? Like, are you mounting it on an arm where it's maybe a couple feet away from the tower?
No, it's a PVC arm and it's 4 feet out.
You gonna put any loops in that coax?
Well, see, I got the ballon on there, plus I got a resonator on there. So, no, that takes the place of all those loops.
I had a resonator on mine, and believe it or not, taking it off and putting the loops in actually made it work better.
Well, everybody's been swearing by the guy that manufactures these antennas, so... You know, I'm going to give it a shot the way he said to set it up and see how I do.
From a straight Wyndham that was going east to west, And then Jimmy told me I was broadcasting north to south. So he said, put it up north to south, and you'll be broadcasting east to west. And it does did make a difference.
Well, see, that's just it. You know, I got that rotator up on the top of mine, and I can go anywhere I want.
Going to be able to soon, because I'm going to get another Wyndham and put it back up where the original one was. So I have two of them, one going north to south, one going east to west, and I'm going to take the vertical down.
Vertical? Oh, you're talking about the Comet.
Yes, sir. This way I can take that big note in front of me that says in Tennessee, or antenna 1, 250.
Yeah, that's true. Now, have you tried that Comet at 250 watts?
Or not. I pushed the limit with it a couple times, actually over the limit. I thought I was tuned up for 200 or 250, and then all of a sudden it jumped up to 350.
You think you blew your bottom load?
Is it still working? SWRs are still like they were before, zero on that.
It's not showing any SWR at all?
It up. The SWRs were like, you know, zero or one to one at the most. But with the tuner, it's like, you know, the lights don't even light up.
All right. Well, good enough, man. That sounds pretty good. I'm gonna try to go by the wireman tomorrow afternoon and get that inverted V up tomorrow afternoon and see what I can do with it. With that dipole, guess where I talked to today? Italy and Zambia.
Stand them if you were speaking to Italy.
Oh, he spoke a really good English, man. He was, hey, okay. And then the guy from Zambia, he was just he sounded more like an Indian to me. And he had just, but I can understand enough of them to, communicate. They spoke English in sort of a broken way.
Yeah, I got the landscaper coming over tomorrow to give me a price on finishing up the backyard. And I'm going to ask him about cutting down a couple branches at the same time. If he does these branches, if he cuts them down for me, I'll probably be able to go up about another 20 to 30 feet with the dipole.
Wow, how high are you now?
Right now we're about 30, 35.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm hoping to get this thing topped out up there with that pulley system I got at about 48 feet. So, you know, I've got the arm right up there next to the rotator. So it ought to have me up there pretty good.
Sounds good. Well, once you get everything, if you need a hand tomorrow, give me a call. I'll be around after 11.
But I'll do her. All right. Well, W1RAR, this is KN4VWA. I'm going to just go to the side, be monitoring. Clear.
All right, go slow. Be careful. W1RAR will be clear.
The 7 Japan Mobile.
Delta 7 Japan, KN4, BWA.
Oh, been down in the Greer messing around with W4NGU, Phil, and went by a hobby store to get a bunch of junk so I can go back and play with some of my little quick hobbies that I got to mess with tomorrow. Other than that, I've had to turn my air conditioning on.
about half that out of this repeater, so I'm go over there. This repeater was working better, but it's horrible now.
Yeah, you dropped out twice on that last transmission. I tell you what, Bob, we'll give it a minute longer to see if it'll clear up. I lost you all together. ND7J, this is KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
USY to the other one.
That's November Delta 7 Japan. For Delta 7 Japan.
7J, testing.
KN4 TFW, barely got a copy on you.
Yeah, the other one, I didn't know if you heard me.
What you talking about?
Alrighty, no problem. The other repeater that I used.
Yeah, he left. I don't know where he went to.
I know what this repeater, they worked on it, and it seemed to be a whole lot better, and now it seems to be a whole lot worse, so they might be in transition of changing some stuff. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it says it's got a good signal, just the audio is just all messed up.
Go, I'm almost home anyway. Catch you later on. November Delta 7, Japan.
Ben 4, TFW, clear.
KJ4 EAR.
KJ4 EAR, W4 CNA.
You came in there for a moment, then you sort of went out on me there, John.
Yeah, you're a little scratchy in the repeater. I'm getting it almost full scale. You copy me now?